3 p.m. News update in English.
From the newsroom, I'm Charles Collins. The cardinals of the Catholic Church met again today for a general congregation this morning to discuss preparations for Pope John Paul's funeral this Friday. At a press conference with Master of Papal Ceremonies Archbishop Pierre Marini and Vatican spokesman Joaquin Navarro-Valls, it was officially announced that the Holy Father will be buried in the same place in the crypt of St. Peter's that was occupied by Blessed Pope John the 23rd. John the 23rd was taken to the main floor of the Basilica after his beatification in the year 2000. Navarro-Valls also said that 91 of 183 cardinals are now in Rome. Right now, hundreds of thousands of people are queuing up to pay their last respects to Pope John Paul, and Christina Boddy is there.
Well, Charles, right now there are said to be 700,000 people in the area, and the number is expected to rise over the coming days. On Friday, 2 to 3 million people are expected to attend the Pope's funeral, which is, to take place in St. Peter's, presided over by Cardinal Ratzinger at 10 a.m. And Friday's funeral is indeed expected to bring the largest number of heads of state and pilgrims to the Vatican in the history of the Vatican. And the city of Rome even set aside Circus Maximus for additional screens for pilgrims to view the event live. But right now, people are queuing in front of St. Peter's Basilica. The queue is said to be 8 kilometers long, and they're queuing to wait to pay Pope John Paul their last tribute, who is lying in state in St. Peter's Basilica.
And how are the people getting there, Christina?
Well, most people are trying to come here by foot. However, this has proven to be quite difficult because there are such enormous amounts of people walking through the streets here, walking through the area. So, and the amounts of pilgrims definitely exceed the capacity of Roman public transport. However, several special bus services have been put in place, which bring pilgrims directly from the main train station, Termini, to St. Peter's, or so to say, Hospital Santo Spirito, which is about a 3 minutes walk to St. Peter's. But as I said, it's really difficult to reach this location just because there are so many people, and it's even difficult to walk through the crowds which have gathered in Via Conciliazione, in the area here.
And what's the mood of the people in line right now?
Well, Charles, there's still a rather dark cloud hanging over the pilgrims here. I mean, it's despite the joyful singing and chanting which we hear continuously, there's definitely a sense of sadness that we have lost such a great man. But also, I guess they're over-tuning it by the joy that he's in a good place now, and so it's a very mixed and bizarre atmosphere. It's an atmosphere between sadness and joy, and people from all over the world are really here. I mean, you hear every possible language when you walk through the crowds here. I mean, there are people from literally all over the world to pay the Pope their last tribute.
Okay. My thanks to Christina Boddy. Well, again, hundreds of thousands of people are waiting for hours to say goodbye one last time to Pope John Paul II, whose funeral is this Friday. He will be laying in state in St. Peter's Basilica until that time. We'll have another news update at 4:05 here on 105 Live. I'm Charles Collins.